Padansım cendam cello çözün doğracın cellab dozol. Cellam do doğracın cellab dozol lam doğazı doğracın cellab dozol tobay çözecek. Tobe tacı doğracın cellab dozol do cecin cemem doğracın cellab dozol tende tabla kemracın cellab. Tilsedin andım racın cellab dozol zaca cecin bu çok umurum. Sedin yılla doğracın cellab dozol ona nam kadan ne bizim cendam cellam cellanım. Ya anda burası bir sonca çeke bağırın bu çin de can toprağa diye çeke sambal çanca çoğdu tuğkine sen bara şu kanşı çeke 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 rinpane kadımcı ki vişinin çimbo yonsu dağba keşi lanri tamba doğurca singi de niye zebe loçun çeke madeni çeke çeke las ta tamar sağmala ya şoba dele şüeyin.
In order to establish all sentient beings in the state of Buddhahood, please generate bodhicitta, mind aspiring to awakening. And as you listen to these teachings, and the teachings that we are discussing today are those of the Kadampa master, Geshe Langri Tangpa, the 8 verses on mind training. So first, I would like to wish you all good morning. Tashi Dalai.
Dalai. Tā ngā rā sū tōs chokpū nīngpa jānyā rā shā tā yīnā yā tā līm lūchūng shē tē nī chī ngā rā rāngi tā chē bā yīn lūchūng lāb kī yīn zī lām nī kā yī sū nā tā chī nyam lī mōng pū chē kī yu rā tē yīnā yā tō tō tē ngā rā sū sēm tē chūr wā tā yā nī sēm tē sū shū tā yā tē tā ngā tōm nā tā nī nyam lī mōng pū tā lūchūng Lobjong mambu kyan shira pento gimindu.
A lot of us are old friends here. And I am teaching you mind training today because even though you may have done a lot of practice, we all need to change our minds, transform our minds. And unless we do, then our practice will not be of much benefit.
Ta lo chung sene cik ni yong de gyo re ta lo sene de nam gyo nga ranzo sem sene na sheba sene na ta nam do sene rikba tenba ta riken tongken hakuken shetiken ta kichik jang medeba tene kyutuken tila lo se gyo re.
The term for mind training is made up of two words, lo jong. So when we speak of lo or mind, we mean the meaning is of knowledge or remembering or awareness, knowing and the knower. So this is the meaning of mind.
Da jong seinde gare jongorusna na ngaranjo serap korwa thongma mebanne an dada bardu decha setan timu tizugi tene shangwangdo songne na ngarangi lodi chinji lodo gyorum gyogdagidu.
And the meaning of training is that from beginningless samsara until now, our minds have come under the power of the afflictions of attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And so our minds have become mistaken or confused.
The Lodi, Chinji Lodi, the Chinji Lodi, number two, the Chesu Chang Yondu, and the Ngaranzu, Ludan, Sem Tamjela, Makiba, Tongal Mambu, Chikiju Gures.
Because of this mistaken mind or deluded mind, we follow after our thoughts, and this causes our body and mind both to be unhappy and experience a lot of suffering.
That then do aranzo lo chinjilo ba de, then chinjilo ba imbayang hagu yomare, moshi yomare, then di yagore something di jesu chudu. 네 개와 망볼라야 동안 용벌에 다다야 동안 용거여레 마음 발라양 동안 용주거리스.
So we need to recognize our confused mind as confused and mistaken. We need to understand that this is what it is. Otherwise, we will experience a lot of suffering, both now and in the future.
다단나 로친제 로바디 니 메바 타야라 가리고레스 난다 라미 담나텐고레스.
And so the way we need to undo or repair or eradicate this confused mind is by relying on the instructions of the Lama.
Kuruwa chidam chetaki tongal yongse tsawa di ngaransu letang nyomungwa ji ta nambar toba la yongkyo res. Gyoksung?
So the various kinds of, we experience various kinds of suffering, and their root is our karma and the mental afflictions.
That the neki lodi neba taya la, then the molam jamnejang yongumare, then the meba durchik lamnayang yongumares.
So in order to, we can't eliminate this through merely making aspirations or prayers.
Tadi malam jabat na mebar jullo na meba chagi mare malam jamne ya lo chinchi loba de yakbola judu mare tindi ta chinchi loba de kyoin ba de ngoshe ni ta sambola labgo gidus.
So merely praying or making aspirations is not going to change this or eradicate it, so we need to understand this as a fault.
Ta chinje loba ki lo di hama go na ane sangye je koma top to ki maris.
If we don't understand our confusion, then I'm sorry, if we don't eradicate our confusion, then we will not be able to attain Buddhahood.
Ta di indi ane lo ngenpa di jamye la ta lo jong so de gandis jong go re se na tene nganzu ta zu tabo chila pesha vay na zu. Circle.
So how do we train this this negative confused mind? We could think of an analogy of the circus. So in the circus there are all kinds of ferocious animals, tigers and lions and so on, and they are trained, and so being repeatedly trained they become tame. They began as wild animals, but through their training they become tamed, and then they will do what they're told and they will not harm anyone.
Seidang, Trul Nashing, Chakuyor, Nyumbadi, then Lo Diabo, Lamitangal, and Jonga, then Yamajik, then Sargosla, the Semosagin, Gisimjanashing, Chatuberes.
So our mind is somewhat like these wild animals because of our mental afflictions, where our minds are kind of fierce and rough and untamed, but by following the Lama's instructions, we become tamed.
Di indi ane semjin dezola mi tsangma gi ane semjin di lojong tretu mindu ane semjin de la lojong tretshegin semjin gi nedang hago gin ta dendeji gogudu din na shing ya ane mi yongzo gi ane sem gyuwa tangtu mindu ane pajo di ta lama korangyang gyuruwa chin deba abujik tangma yabu hago gin chigi labay na ane sozo gi ane gyuruwa chingari la and so la tuo go gre sim jiro ta la tambo te ba bar do sam ba tama kom ba che go gre.
Okay,
too fast,
test too fast. Go on then. So not all sentient beings can actually change their minds in this way through mind training. But by following the instructions of such as this, of Geshe Langri Tangpa, through listening, contemplating, and meditating, that we can. So the name Lang Tangpa is actually the name of a place. His personal name was Dorje Senge. So this name Dorje Senge was given to him by his Lama Geshe Potowa at the time that he became a monk. In general, Geshe Langri Tangpa is known, particularly in the words of my perfect teacher, as the gloomy faced Lama. And the reason is that he was unable to bear seeing others suffering, and so he really had no chance to smile or be lighthearted. But there is the instruction of taking on other suffering by exchanging self and other. When His Holiness Karmapa gave teachings on these 8 verses of mind training in Bodh Gaya, he said, many people say that, say to me, oh, that you never laugh or smile. And his answer is, well, when I was small, I laughed a lot. But then as I got older, I took on more and more responsibilities. And there was not so much to laugh and smile about then. So having a lot of responsibilities, he had a lot of worries and a lot of difficulties, and that was why. So he would just not be naturally inclined to laugh and smile as a result.
Okay.
So let's turn to the text now before too much time goes by.
So
So seeing myself as the most important is, this is just sort of by way of preface, this is not the text itself. So seeing, regarding myself as important is a fault. Regarding others as important is a quality. So I need to exchange myself and for others. Similarly, as it said in the 37 practices of the Bodhisattva, all suffering comes from wanting my own happiness. Perfect Buddhas are born from the wish to help others. Okay, so let's all recite the first verse together. By thinking of all sentient beings as more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, for accomplishing the highest aim, I will always hold them dear.
Da tap debu ngone samlo tamba yana ya ta ngaran chula negab gi dewa yana re ta khala saju yana ya re rila chunju yana re rang le ta de ba mi shen bo chi tane yong gyo re ta tham ngone jna ngaran gi lubu de ngaran rang sing gi jong mar ama jan jong re ne shen bo jan jong ta ta ne ngaran zo uk ta ya yana ya ta chi khuri yula de ne u tam go gyo de sang ma shen la ten go gyo re. Mm-hmm.
An easy way to think about this is to recognize that all our happiness, our food, everything comes from others. Our body comes from our mother and father. Our breath comes from the environment, from the earth itself. So we need to recognize in this way the importance of others.
So this is Quran la dani is na ngarang la re. Then simjin thamje la is na da simjin che udang denzo is na mi do simjin yongzo la is mi jibu memba da donzo da gari na simdan denzo thamje la is sa chenbo zingin is la ne da yin nubu le jiang.
So it says, thinking of all sentient beings. So I will think of all sentient beings, which includes animals and all others, will cherish more than, or seeing them as more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel.
The digapsula gorilla gurisina, the ne, the condushimanajan, taches in la gundutani, shenches in la yundunatani, the shensam jindi, the burimbuchadan, chickboresha, salani, Javichina, the chickbottombre, inaya, the burimbuchilejan, tarindancho, shensam jindi, flabores, and the signiba de ledo, the bullet labis, the labo jims in the garden, Sanjo Comantuguna, that the bullet and flabores, chigure.
So we need to see all sentient beings as more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. And this is because we are accomplishing the highest aim, attaining the state of Buddhahood.
Ta yishin nirbu la, ane sulwa tam na, ane gudu tam je jungi res, rangi. Garis samba de tangma yungi res, lagi ore. Gondang yang kim
sa.
So a wish fulfilling jewel is something that if we pray to it, it will give us whatever we want. So one way to understand the qualities of a wish-fulfilling jewel was explained by His Holiness Karmapa in Bodh Gaya. You could think of it as like the American dollar or the euro.
그냥 망부 정도만 영영기 양갈래 가버려.
Yeah, if you have a lot, it's okay, but only a little bit, it's difficult.
또 뒤에 뒤에 아니 가르스나 배샤 되네 망부 여나 누르부단 찍버려 세들라. 근데 밍 년자 대지 딱 참마디 들어 되는 연구어레스. 장신기다 대지 년자 참마디 들어 되는 연구어레스.
So if you have a lot of money, and this is comparing it to a wish fulfilling jewel, if you have a lot of money, then that will give you whatever you want in this life. It will give you fame and fortune and all kinds of comfort and happiness.
인나양 다 배샤드기 아니 세침하기 아니 타르바당 탐지침이고 망라 예열어서는 여마레스.
But money cannot get you liberation and omniscience in future lives.
아니 배샤드기 롭종 여열에서는 여마레스 롭종 제골 소속이 마장나 롭종 시기 말해.
So
롭종 제골아
롭종
소소 장국어도 소소 마장나 배샤드니다 롭종 침보수에 민두.
So even if you have money, if you don't have study, then it's not going to benefit your mind.
또 디인디 인지민지 배샤드기 아니 산지 고방 여두 말해스 타르바 탐지침 고방 레두 말해스 디인디 이신 누르부디안 세디기 된다고 그랬어 개와치마 된다고 말해스 배샤드기 세디기 아니 산비 된다면 저도 그랬어 아니 개와치마기 된다디 다 지단기다 제요라 쳐바부야단 진바단지나 개자카가래 이나야다나 갑두갑두라 삼로땅바나 갈카보레스 라요
So money cannot buy us enlightenment and the state of Buddhahood. So it is of use for this life, but not for the next life. And on a temporary basis, we can use it for making offerings and so on, but not in an ultimate way.
닝제제 고고레 암바르도양 람랄라비 캡슐라양 다 퍼진 둘라 냠렌제나 담바 쳔바 당사에 율섬진 고고레 덤버소야라양 랑랑네바 자깅기다 용아기 덤버송 고고나 네바자깅이면 덤버송 고마르와 딘디 덤버소야 율섬진 고고레 다 쳔버츠름 서버검이야 율섬진라 참마 안 섬진라테니 고고요라 마나조 람랄라비 캡슐 쳔바다 닝제 공 공벨도 줘야 아니 율섬진라 밍니
So if we do want to attain enlightenment and the state of Buddhahood, we need sentient beings. We need them to be the focus of our development of compassion. We need them as objects of making offerings. We need them in order to meditate on patience. We need them to help us maintain our vows, because if we don't, if there's no one to say, for example, to as an object of desire, then we need sentient beings in general to help us practice.
다간다 잠닝제 공필 조야라야 심진라 뜬구레스 바도야 셈바상보 공필도 조야대야 아니 인지민지 믹서디 율심진 고레스 라교레
So in general, we need sentient beings as a way to for us to increase our love and compassion.
That is the any such also the sentient dung, nurbujena any sentient the gechere is sanje komanta be thobe dandula any sentient the gechembo is lagyore.
The main point is that compared to a wish fulfilling jewel, sentient beings are actually more precious, more important.
The DND, Namayana, Aranzo, Maranza Chemboyin, Marankibu Kogutu, Marantebu Kogutu, Marayabu Kogutu, Samnet, and Shinsam Jenla, Tongjung Tangeres, tene dhanna kapsula tene shen samjen de dang arana jin shen ki bu go gedu shen ya bu go gedu shen de bu go gedu ta saju jina shen ngol sa go du desa jina shen ngol de go gedu ta gari na ya shen la ya bu je di ane samlo de tang go re shen samjen la tene tene ngarang den ja chen bu du du go re
So previously, we would regard ourselves as important and think, I need happiness, I need comfort, I need everything good, and would not really regard others in the same way. And so now we need to develop the thought that others need happiness, others need everything good, they need food, a place to stay, whatever it is. We need to think this way. So we need to think that for the sake of others, I am, or through others, I am attaining the highest aim.
Talking too fast?
A little bit.
Oh, you have to tell me.
So in general, we also depend on others for example, praising us. If we have a good reputation, it's due to others. We can sit at home and think, I'm great, but it doesn't really have any meaning other than relative to others. So all these things come from others. And so we need to think now instead that fame and happiness and so on are things that that others need, not ourselves. So we used to think of everything that we needed and wanted for ourselves. Now we need to think of wanting those things for others. So we need to change our way of thinking.
The young tabla, Nicale Shojagure, Tinical, Tine Young Matu, Tungal Mambu Yongure, Tatana Shenla Yongbra Shok, Narana Gogim into Sama, Tungal the Young Mare. Okay, pass.
That's fast. So, in general, if we have not a Nyanda Majuna,
Nyanda Gogudu, Sankale Mambuja, Nyanda Majuna Pelopam.
So in general, if we, for example, don't have a good reputation, we're very disappointed, we think this is something that we need and it causes unhappiness. But if we don't get it, then we should think that's fine and simply offer it to others. And this is actually a way for us to become happy from that. So I'm going to tell a story about Shakyamuni Buddha from before the time he was a Buddha. At that time, our teacher was born as the king Maitribala Jayapato.
King of the loving kindness.
You could say the king loving kindness. Five yaksha demons arrived in search of food to eat.
Then Jalbu Jambito de Shusagi and Yudila Lebre Najingade.
And so these five yakshas arrived at the king's place.
Inayang ani kunzugi semjanle nebake tugu mindu.
But they found they were not able to harm any beings.
Then the kunzu garina samne dawasaso.
And so they were confused by this and wondered what was going on.
And
they encountered a shepherd with its flock grazing on a hillside, just nice and peaceful and
relaxed.
So the yakshas approached the shepherd and said, here you are just kind of hanging out with your animals, aren't they in any danger of harm?
And the
shepherd replied, no, there is no harm to sentient beings here, and the reason is that our king. There is no one who harms anyone in this kingdom. Everyone is very peaceful. So the yakshas thought, oh, okay, that's fine. So then they went away and transformed themselves into the appearance, the guise of ordinary people, and went to see the king. And when they came before the king, they changed back into their regular yaksha appearance. And they said, we're hungry. We need some food. Please give us some food. And we need fresh meat and warm blood. And the king thought, well, if I harm another sentient being for this purpose, that would be pointless. So he cut off his right hand and gave it to them. Cut all his limbs and offered the blood. So the yakshas were very pleased by this, but the king was not very happy. But the king really had no choice. If it made them happy, then he had to do it. So this was his great courage. And the story of Namo Buddha is very similar to this, in which the prince offered his body to the tigers.
Mosquito ge so jam na ya so du mindu
Megi tsik chung 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 tuja lam na yang so tukum mindu kung namba dende ning dop chenpo yodi so lugi yang dende chak tumne ten na yang dende nada nagiro wa dende na yang dende nagi churwa shira meba chine ten tuba dende yonggu yore.
So this comes from having great courage in the mind. We can't really bear anything, not even so much as a mosquito biting us. This is something. And so the courage to do this comes from thinking of others and not thinking of ourselves. So thinking of our own benefit all the time actually makes this very difficult and not possible for us. So we should think of the life of the Buddha and make the aspiration that we can behave in that way if we are not able to do so now. And in terms of mind training practice, we can visualize the Buddha and our root lama inseparable on the crown of our heads, and from them Amrita flows down and enters us, and we make the aspiration that we may be able to give up self-cherishing and develop the ability to cherish others.
Dangi kunle mendaje shella samba tabai chodu jebar zimbra shows.
And so the second verse reads, let's read it together. Whenever I am in the company of others, I will regard myself as the lowest among all, and from the depths of my heart cherish others as supreme.
Kondo, Chambatan, Inje Commute Zoyanare, Shenchever Sayed Zoyan, then Rangdun, Ming Nanda, Kedagi Tundula Jebana, Antiagumares, Sim Dingi, Dachi, Dingi, Shenla Pembicheto, Shengi Tundula Jegugures.
So when we meditate on love and compassion and on cherishing others, this is something that we need to do from the depths of our heart. And so the practice of cherishing others is to regard ourselves as lowest in terms of our body, speech, and mind. And basically this means not to have pride and to have humility.
Saja gabola chonare sa ta 정보단 전화야래 정보단 냠도 전화야래 근데 미신보단 냠도 전화야래 남주나라 냠도 전화야래 모조나라 냠도 전화야래 주나라 냠도 전화야래 다 초조나라 냠도 전화야래 다 당이 꾼래 맨다샹스 다 나랑 냠중 제디 개전버레스 젠드도 자첨버지네 젠드 촉락지 라니 네 지 아 거소래 다 냠중 제람나 답데서래
So the first line, whenever I'm in the company of others, so that means wherever I go, when walking around with friends, when traveling in a plane, on a boat, in the Dharma Center, whenever I'm in the company of others, I will regard myself as the lowest among all. So I will not think of myself as important, but regard others as more important.
마제 침보였나? 근데 나랑 마지 봐, 셈 마지 봐야 용되기오래.
So we should not have pride. If we have pride, this is something that causes both ourselves and others unhappiness.
다 냠랭제도 갑서 마제디, 근데 냠랭기, 객 쓰나미도 바르제 침보 직차되기오래.
And it causes obstacles in our practice as well.
더 뒤인데요니 참상 안주 용되기도 와. 미 마제 침보자주에나. 다 초보 접었지 아 재고 접었지 저나 딱고 인지민지 토쇼들라 통보라 대국이여 봐 첨보라 대국이여나 근데 미 첨박이 코 첨보라 마샤 다 고랑 삼바들라 마샤나 내고 아제기 왕이 람삼 초보 잡에다 근데 재고디 맞이 버서다 근데 용되기도 안 돼 갈 때는 용으나 마절했네 용되기 오래
So sometimes if someone has a lot of pride and then they come into some gathering, they feel they need to sit up higher than others, and this makes everyone else unhappy and uncomfortable. And if we're, say, traveling by air or something, and there's someone who's pushing ahead and needs to go first in a crowd, you know, this is really not good, and sometimes a fight could break out as a result,
right? 톰볼라 마셔다 미셔버기 자 첨부선 톰보샤나 아니 담보라 나랑기 톰보고 삼데나 된 디견레스 다 미셔버샤나 드디어 드디어레 된 나랑기 나라 톰보고 삼데 톰볼라 말음나 된 삼도 동갈 첨부 용거레
So this is something we really shouldn't do. We need to be humble and then let others take the higher seat and think of ourselves as lower. Because if we think of ourselves as higher, and then it is just going to cause us suffering. If people treat us with respect, that's fine, but that's not something that we should expect or want others from others. That is what will cause us suffering.
The Dean, you're wrong, and it's Choksi Gores, Tombola Jonatic, Mabula Jonatic, Jabber, Mess, some Lodi, Lodi Yena, that Tombola Denai Gibuere, Mabula Denai Gibuere.
So we need to be content whether we're offered a high place or a low place, content with whatever we have. Otherwise, if we feel we need to be offered a high place or treated a certain way and then we're not, that's going to cause us suffering.
Mini, tell what you buy now. And a chicken chill alarm sound, name got taken, name got a dukapsula, that chicken name got a bulloena, Tina Color, professor in Labge, Jure, Kashi director in Labge, Jure, that didn't do much in Buin Slamne, Pacho de la, Ned Ramsang, Ma, Negi, some logic, Nedigure.
Name card.
The name card and dated the name card not hero. I'm a director, I'm a professor.
They did it, that's
it. Tigers and Argentine hero.
So sometimes this arises on the basis of our job description or title, and this is something that we can develop a lot of pride over as a I'm a professor.
So
this happens when we introduce ourselves, we can kind of play a status game. Or sometimes we say, you know, I've been a practitioner for this many years, or I've given this many dollars, or all of these things we shouldn't be taking pride in. So if we have pride, then we don't have lama la depa yonare. So if we have a lot of pride, then that will actually compromise our faith in the lama, thinking that we have a lot of knowledge or experience and so on.
So
we need to be humble. If we have pride, then we are not going to be able to develop qualities, as it's said in the text, that the water of qualities will not remain on the ball of pride, will roll off. I'll tell a story. The story is about Jo Atisha, the Kadampa master. He had many disciples, but the main disciple was Drom Tumpa. And Drom Tumpa himself had many disciples, but the main ones were called the three brothers.
The three brothers, the Bodowa, Jengawa, Pujungwa, Segiwa.
Their names were Potawa, Chungawa,
Pujungwa,
Buchungwa.
Then Chengawa segindi gombakyabare.
So Chengawa was out walking.
No. Built Chengawa. Monastery.
Oh, Gumpa Cheng. Also built a monastery. Chengawa built a monastery.
He built a monastery. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the kungi gombala, and the drum dembala, kachu nangroche slamne.
So he invited Drom Tumpa to teach at his monastery. At that time, Drom Tumpa was very famous, and in those days before the internet, his picture was not seen everywhere, but even so, his name was known everywhere. So now it's very easy for fame to spread that we have the internet, but back then it was not. So Drom Tumpa went to this monastery in a very humble way. He went without any companion. He had no horse. He had no attendant. So along the road, he met a Ngakpa, a mantra practitioner. And he was walking along with a pack on his back.
And
And he asked Dromtompa, where are you going?
Ane Dromtompa be nyamjung ane. Ane nga lo gomba la dogi in sa shibare.
And Dromtompa answered very humbly, I'm going to Hlo Monastery.
And then the ngakba gesa na, oh, ngaya saja this direction la dre in. Ane nga ranyi nyamda dros. Ane la so shibare.
And so the Mantrika said, oh, I'm going in that same direction. We can go together. And Dromtompa said, oh, that's fine. So as they were going along, the Mantrika became tired and from carrying his bag and said to Dromtompa, here, you carry this. And Dromtompa said, okay, fine. And he took it. So they're ascending a mountain to reach this monastery, which is at the top of a mountain, and it was getting difficult, and the Mantrika was starting to sweat. And so at one point he took off his shoes, tied the laces together, and placed them around Dromtompa's neck to carry for him. So they went along like this, and Dromtompa said nothing. He didn't make any protestations like, I'm a scholar or anything like that, as most of us would have done. He just went along and very humbly accepted everything.
But then the Rodugan Logan Buggy Tilla left that Rigan Ledu Gapsala, and they can do but there's a 70 day, right?
That's right. So as they approached the top of the mountain, the monks of the monastery were arranged in their ceremonial greeting line to meet him. So the Mantrika, seeing this, wondered who they were waiting for. So he asked Dromtompa, so who do you think all this ceremony is for? And Dromtompa said, well, maybe it's for me. He didn't say, it's for me. When he heard this, the Mantrika kind of panicked and fled with all his stuff. There are a lot of stories like this about Dromtompa. Often they involved other monks who were scholars and kind of challenging him. Dromtompa was a lay practitioner, so monks sometimes assumed that he didn't really know anything about the Dharma. And so sometimes they would challenge him to sort of a Dharma discussion and demand that he make three prostrations to them. And he would always simply prostrate very humbly.
Ta tin na jing ge da na chana zo world perfect ge da lama kambos che ge da na kan se sapal du rim bche tin na jing re sapal du rim bche
oh la sa
e nyam chung nang ge ta bela lama chen bo do zo ni nyam ne ya bo chen zo tin na jing nyam ne nang ge mang bo yo re
And Patro Rinpoche was also very similar in this way, and there are many others.
The real practitioners, they do like that, very humble. The Patro Rinpoche, then they talk about Nala, Pedat, and sometimes Sunyam Lang, those Pegure, Sunyam Kasagura, and they pay the Duke of Salat, then talk about Jinala, Leveres.
Patro Rinpoche, Sunyam Pepe. Patro Rinpoche was one day out begging alms and arrived at a nomad encampment.
Then nomad nang la le de gang la ne chobo ji gi mi zang nang la ne abadi gi chog ze gang la la gu zang la mi she long pe je di sha yo re.
And one nomad had placed on a table a copy of the text by Patro Rinpoche, The Words of My Perfect Teacher.
And so
Patro Rinpoche picked it up and said, oh, what's this text?
And the
nomad said, oh, I'm studying this text. And he said, this is a really good text. It's written by Patro Rinpoche. He's really famous. And he said to Patro Rinpoche, if you'd like to learn about it, I can teach it to you. And Patro Rinpoche said, oh, thank you very much. Please do. And so he stayed for a number of days and received teachings on the entire Words of My Perfect Teacher. Most of us, of course, would say, I wrote that. I'm Patro Rinpoche. We all have too much pride. And show the picture and say, look, see, that's me, I wrote
this.
Patro Rinpoche didn't do any of that, and thinking of what this man didn't know was just giving rise to compassion for him.
The man maybe didn't understand many meanings, and Patro Rinpoche knows, but he didn't spoke out, so he pity for him, maybe rising compassion inside. So, maybe he don't understand like that. He left after a few days. And somebody said, there is a Patro Rinpoche. And he sit higher, Patro Rinpoche sit below, and opposite, you know. Da gandara dindigi ani cholam de member che gore sta ngaran zu dizo kale ka bore ina ya din nasin yong de molam jabe dang din ana so de be de kechin bore.
So in general, we need to take a low position in everything we do, and this is difficult to do. So we need to make aspirations to be able to do it.
Ta dijela chik doga. Third one, okay, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Chulam kundu rangyu la tojin yamun gemata dakshin marung jeba na
The third verse. In my every action, I will watch my mind, and the moment destructive emotions arise, I will confront them strongly and avert them, since they will hurt both me and others.
But Nyomba saying the Yabu Mares, 다 마라야 마지 버속이 샹야 마지 버속이 두자레 슬라기오레
destructive emotions here or the mental afflictions, the kleshas, are not good. They make ourselves and others unhappy, and we need to recognize them as bad.
But did the mitzvah did the maras? Kewa mangbula yang kunzugi manzula ta majiba sosa bres rangya majiba shenya majiba. But then mangbu tungal mangbu nyongjugi ndi sures na yomung bres.
And not just in this lifetime, but for many lives, the afflictions make both us and ourselves happy, unhappy, and cause a lot of suffering.
Ta rangyula nyomung bache du rang majiba soba samaya, ane shen trila yugende zaya majiba soba res, penna kongro drabu shukchumbo che langbayi na, ane rang layang ta kongro ki shen wanda kyote majiba soba re, dine dina shengi, ta choba jab soba re, dine di trila, choba jab yun, minyi choba jab na di trila dekin zaya, kibu yo ma re, ta, dine dezo tong yon dine dine majiba chato go re, dine rangshin tamji majiba soba yun di nyomung ba re, esla go re.
When kleshas arise in our own mind, they cause us unhappiness, such as anger, for example. And then out of anger, then this also makes others unhappy. We get into arguments and so on. So the afflictions are naturally cause unhappiness.
Tang kongru kye de garasna, ngarang la kibuj kogudu, ngarang ge sambi dendru kogudu, ngarang yakbuj kogudu samni, di dunda de marudu, ne kongru de kye girwa. Rang la mingni deja, ne shen la mingni kongru de yong de gyo re.
Rang
la mingni deja. Tang ngarang di kogudu de topu, di marik diyo ne, kongru la ngirwa. Lega yin na ya re,
So anger arises because of this, because we feel that we need happiness, we want happiness, we need good things, we need to have what we want, and if we don't get it, then we get angry.
The office double na honor the leader de ta lega changma success ye korangi legung korangi ta mul yago so to be la ani mi do so lega yago ma jena mi simbal kongro sa gero so korangi dun daro
So, for example, at work, if others aren't doing what they should be doing, then we get angry.
That thing, do any thing around so? Lojong yamlen jagan la ane kongro sendi yabu mares kongro sendi dojares.
So, in mind training, we need to see that anger is not good. Anger is a bad thing.
That kongro ki kyun dezo she gechan bore.
And seeing anger as a fault is very important.
Dan namjung orang tu amji zala jona yang lukan mada na yang tu kongro langgur zan lagi menda oh je sembah lalu cegore ni sembah bahaya bo cegore selam di mana cerang tak sejuta bo cegore sem tu dua tu kongro suk pun bolang na ni cerang tak tu jutam bo cah ni naza suk ceru dogre selagi doa diendi anjur sem de lalu gue de kaya cuma cah de kongro di
So in general, when we go to the doctor will advise us for the sake of our health to relax and have a peaceful mind, and that if we get angry and stressed and upset, that it will actually affect our health. But sometimes the object of our anger or whether or not something becomes the object of our anger will depend on our perspective.
Pena mijigi ngarangla ta chungjungji shubai na re ane dukjaji labana lamsang kongro langire
Yeah. For example, if someone does something to harm us, we'll immediately be, or something to hurt us, we'll immediately get angry.
Operation 수불 넣은 동학 첨부 속에 요래 안서 공돌랑게 요 말에 암지기 처럼 디디 마사 대산에 견라 참상 까주 식 잡으면에 당겨 요래 대다 저거를 알아라 팽기를 삼네 안서 암지로 공로 사기 요 말에 다 율문에 지나 까주 다에 찍봐 내 찍 문에 지나 가시기다 중중만 쉬기 요 말에 안서 공로 축전부 남겨 요래 믹첨부 찍다나에 공로 사기 요래 암지기 믹첨부 다나야래 Luke re na re tum na re anjo kongro sagi mindo as ti anjo samlo tang nang cheba dogi ore
but on the other hand if we go to a doctor they might stick us with a needle or cut us open for an operation and cause us real suffering but we understand that this is something that's of benefit for us, and so we don't get angry at the doctor for causing us suffering. We may get scolded by the doctor, don't eat this, and we don't get angry at being spoken to harshly in that context either, because we recognize that it's of some benefit. So, or we recognize that the motivation is to benefit us. So we can experience the same physical pain, the same harsh words, and not get angry, and the difference is in our own perspective.
Sala susu rili nare, ta tugi nare, mare na yang. De kong chokpa jaya di, samlo di ligyo mare, nazatang na yang.
Nazatang na yang.
Ta nganjo samsamla ende to song, mare song. Ta tukola chokpa jaya samlo ligyo mito. Mi chiki desu chi na, amsang chokpa jaya samlo ligyo. Di nganjo samlo tang na kyabar chagi doa.
That's so. And similarly, we might brush against or hit our hand against something and hurt ourselves, we're not going to get angry at the object that we hit. But if somebody bumps against us, we immediately get angry. It's the same actual experience, but we don't regard it the same way.
ने लमसंग मोशे बचने पाप मैं बताऊंगा रेस ना ता दंबुदल सिख दंबुद चिक दो आजारे चलम कुंडो रंगूला तोजन निमुं केमादास ता जा न्याल जो दे कांग जेबे कब्जे ना या आरांगे सम्रो ताको रेस ता निमुं बच के योंगे ना ता निमुं बती याकु मारे निमुं बते क्यों रे सामने ता पंक्तर जो रे निमुं बच ये सुना Maraya Majiba, Shaya Majiba, that's in the young degree.
So, in my every action, I will watch my mind and the moment destructive emotions arise. So, when we're eating, sleeping, walking, standing, and so on, everything that we do, we need to look at our minds and see if afflictions have arisen. And if they have, recognize that this is no good, this is a fault, and that they cause unhappiness both to ourselves and others.
Samsamla, Pamata, Pidukbala, Matumbasogore, Puna Pinje Bala, Matumbasode, send the two on the color, and Rasin Tamje, Madibasogore, Tigasna, and Cabre Tusha, the neck of the Kundu, that Tushala, the neck Kundu Chechogore.
So the afflictions of attachment, aversion, and ignorance are basically what cause us unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
So this can affect our relationships with our families, our friends, and so on, and interfere with the harmony in our relationships. And this is due to the afflictions arising when attachment or desire becomes transformed into anger. Sometimes we have out of attachment to our wealth and so on. We have attachment to our wealth and we are robbed. So all these things arise from attachment. So we should have all these different kinds of suffering come from attachment to wealth. So we should have contentment with what we have.
아, 주중나 니주, 니주중나 숨주, 텐데기 더바 채로 채로 채데, 텐데 균놀라, 더차 첨부입에 왕비 연결해.
So if we have 20, we need 30, and so on. We just need more and more, and this develops into enormous attachment.
아, 텐데 더바 첨부 용두 값을라, 텐데 최선이 되네 삼삼, 야갑단 야갑벌라 막두 용해대 더잘르네 연결해.
And it, this kind of great attachment is even the cause of wars between nations. And it's also the cause of conflict within families. So we need to recognize that attachment and the other afflictions are no good. They cause suffering for this life and rebirth and bad rebirths in the next life. If I don't tame, as it said in the 37 practices of the Bodhisattva, if I don't tame the enemy of my
rangi sem nang le de tan yomong bo de cha de re shadang ta ma do nas chiru da de ga zu tul na ya nam chiru 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 de ne mu ta me ba cha gre
s so if we don't tame the enemy of our afflictions then we can't tame our external enemies or
de chir jam na ning je ma wo rang gi du wa jan da ta de de ani che rang gi cha de im ba ngo she de ne de 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 챘라드네 잠바다 닝지 깨고 그래서 다다 스캅도 라샹 같은데 되게도
So we need to recognize our afflictions as an internal enemy and develop love and compassion.
잠바다 닝지 막다고 잠바다 닝지 아니
So we need to wage war against our afflictions with love and compassion. You all practice meditation, and this is in order to tame and train our minds. So when we're waging war, we're waging war against the enemy of ego clinging.
Uh,
And so our weapon in this war on the afflictions, the gun is shamatha meditation, and the bullets are vipassana meditation. So if we don't have vipassana, then we can't actually eliminate this enemy. So we need shamatha in order to subdue the afflictions. So it said in the text, whatever practice we do needs to serve as an antidote for the kleshas. It's like just leaning an axe against the trunk of a tree rather than using it to cut down the tree. If whatever practice we do becomes an antidote to the afflictions, then it is like having an axe that is actually cutting down the tree. To sum up, the kleshas are the source of all suffering in this life and future lives. So this is something that we need to recognize.
Ta chunjuk du sunang la yore, ta lamren du sunang mangsi na song de yore, nene chiru gi dadi, ta kazu chenpo yena anzu, ane nyawa la tangtu mares, yensong ne su tangtu mares, nyoba shuk chesho de anzu sok chegi res, ne rangi nyomongbe dadi, ne yensong ne su la pangbar chegi res, tengi res.
And it's written in the way of the Bodhisattva. There's no external enemy that can harm me as much as the afflictions can. The worst an external enemy can do is kill me, but can't send me down to lower realms. But the afflictions can.
Yang dijahit tempatnya na, then yang membaca itu kapten lamsang nuezin kere, nuezin na di jesu tangi mare.
So we need to see our afflictions as a fault and recognize and contemplate this over and over, so that when they do come up, we can recognize them and not engage in them.
Tan yang membaca itu jelah, yang beten tu mare.
Once they've arisen, then it's too late for a remedy.
If a
strong attachment arises and we see something that we really have to have or smell something delicious that we really want to have, it's already too late.
Tachidangi smell yabu lagyo mare. Mikashila timape dujadua. Kala timatuja or subula timatuja. Na dujashukum bakena, the timatu sorgi mares.
Some smells are really not very pleasant. Sometimes people smell bad, sometimes food smells bad, and when those smells arise, we don't have attachment for them.
Oh,
so then we don't have to Lasso. So I left something out. Midupo.
Midupo is in the Toja Gombo. Lasso. Midupo Shad and Pabasama.
Lasso.
Another table Gombo. Toja Shukshin Bojasona, Yuldi, that Yabutong Dogoro.
Lasso.
Color Tima to Jayanare, Subula Tima to Jayanare, Tima that throw the Yamare.
So we, in encountering something, an object of desire, to as a remedy to that, we can meditate on sort of the ugliness or the repulsiveness of it. And if there's an unpleasant smell or so on, then we don't actually need to do that. Dimare, that's so.
La, chalang tes nor songsam.
Songsam.
Ta medugbo gom nyong doja shokshon bo jie tanna.
That's so.
Tene yuldilla medugbo gom tu mares. Medugbo gom tu bo jumsen garerasna. Chu doja shokshon bo ngi korang lo subula chima doja yena ere. Kala chima doja nte chima doja sorgi mare. The someone has a very strong desire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the couple, okay. The person, object has that smelly mouth or body.
Yeah, so.
And that strong desire moment, you don't feel it. Everything becomes good. You can't stop, you know. Because a desire controls us. So then always we have to desires bad, mindful. Before the rising desire badly, you have to recognize. It's important, realizing. And same like that, if you are angry, already angry, you cannot, the object, you cannot meditate on the love and compassion. It's very difficult. Same time. So before rising the anger, so keep mindful, oh, this is no good. That will destroy myself, others, and there's the fall. So you have to think that way, then maybe it helps.
Mm-hmm. So once anger has arisen, we can't meditate on patience. So we have to have in mind always that anger is a fault and we don't want it to arise. So we have to understand that, you know, these things can arise and can be pleasant for the time being, but ultimately will cause suffering.
So then that in it, then some shagging it.
Okay, so we'll stop there for now.
So we finish at 3 or 2? 3, right?
Three.
Okay. Three. So we have now Q and A.
But you said at the beginning that just having aspirations, making aspirations, isn't going to cause us to attain Buddhahood. I think that's what you said anyway. Could you say more about that?
Until Amazon, Molam Jana Lo Jangu Marilab.
Oh, I think I said, just making aspirations is not going to train our minds, it's not the same.
Welcome.
That you've been teaching this morning is really, really wonderful, and it's good to contemplate on the faults of the kleshas. But here in the Western world, sometimes we can go too far with that and just think, oh, we're bad, we're bad, we're bad, because all these things are arising. And that can cause an aversion between aversion in our relationship to our inner states. So can you say something about how what our relationship should be to our inner state so that we can realize their true nature and work with them without hardening too much.
When you say our inner states, I'm not sure what you mean. Do you mean feelings?
I mean like pride or anger.
Okay.
The fact that, oh, you know, here's pride again. Oh, God, you know, I'm angry again. So, you know, we just harden into the habituation of it because we have an aversion towards feeling that.
Like thinking we suck. Like I suck because I have
right,
all these negatives.
Right. So can't that stop us from actually... working mm-hmm. with pride, seeing its nature.
Okay, so if we think too much about... is this your question?
Okay.
If we think too much about the kleshas being false...
Negative,
okay, then can that interfere with our recognizing their nature? Is that your
right,
question?
Right, or interfere with our... changing, you know, ourselves to say, okay, instead of pride, it's just negative. You know, pride is a friend, actually, that I can use. You know, I see when it comes up that this is not good, and I can change it around. I can transform it. You know.
Yeah, Marie, I think what she's saying is, are you getting at like how we're so hard on ourselves?
Right.
We just
yeah.
feel bad about ourselves,
okay.
and then we just make
that
worse.
That is
okay.
A fault.
Okay.
Is that a fault?
Okay. not so neutral.
Less so.
Nyumongi kyun yimpa. Mangpo shteda samlotana. Samsam de derang kyun sigirbe perna no ngala nyumong pemangpo ye na duchagre nyumong duchagre na mangpo ye tsanga duchagre tene kyun the dion kyun rebe dion sometimes parche chege rebe
jada seva ho mas da kam dar nyumung de da nyumung kyun ye ba mo shi sam chege re da nyumung ba sin de do ja re sam ne da nga lob jang ya je do sa ma re ga ya je do sa ma re sam na ti yang ti kyun re da mi chang ma ge thup za la nyumung ba pang do ge re lob jang je do ge re nga ra thup ge re sam ne ya po po che go ge re sam chuk ma chak ba ja ne Pobo kumbeltang gore, ta di kien la ta gore, ta kawa yultila ta gore manajigi yang.
I'm not sure I was able to express your question because it's actually not that clear to me. And I can go back, but he said we need to recognize that kleshas are a fault, but not to think that means we can't do anything because of our kleshas. And that in itself would become a fault. We need to have the confidence that we can overcome our kleshas. Was that clear?
No, so.
Okay, so what Steve did to clarify was to say the aspect of your question about regarding kleshas as a friend. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's fine to think of it that way. Think of that for instance, anger gives you an opportunity to practice patience. And
okay. Bill Lawless. Yes, please.
I just wondered if you could say a little bit more about this was asked a minute ago about, but in the beginning you said that aspirations and prayers sort of won't train the mind, but they must train it a little bit, because, like, you know, we've been studying the 7 points of mind training, and mm-hmm. one of the slogans is all activities train words and slogans, which is basically prayers. So could you just talk about how prayers and aspirations, which we do quite a lot of, do help to train the mind? Could you say a little bit about
that? Tajadangi, molam jabshaba samgi ngayagide ye yongtung marilayde. Nga jibu yongvarsho samne lega ganyang machena, tenesa kala kala ragi marwa. Sajachila dene, ta nga jibu yongvarsho, desa yakbu yongvarsho, gunju yakbu yongvarsho sam deshana, dila tapshi ganyang majena, tene di samba nashing yohantuwe karo, samba nashing ki lega jegoro.
If we just think, may I be happy, and make that aspiration without actually doing anything, then that doesn't have any power. So may I have clothing, may I have food, if we make aspirations like that, we have to have we actually have to have some engagement.
Tā lō chōng pōr shō lō mōlam jāi tā yō rē, yā pō chā pōr shō sō nē, dē tā tāp shē rē dē, inā tā nā tā nyam lēn tō pā mā jē, sā pā mā jē gō mā jā, lō chōng tāng kī kā rē yī bā, gō mā sū nā chōng shē kī mā rō wā. Lō chōng yē kī lē kā tī kā rē yī bā, gō mā sū nā lē kā jē shē kī mā rō wā. Tēnē tāng pō tō pā chē gō tō, tē chē lā sā pō tāng gō tō, tēnē chē lā gō mā chē gō gō tō, tēnē lō tī yā pō chōng tō kī rō wā.
So in terms of mind training, we do make the aspiration that we want to train our minds. Yes, and then, but we need to do what is necessary to do that. So we need to engage in listening and mm-hmm. contemplating and meditating. And if we don't do that, then the aspiration doesn't have any power.
Mm-hmm. America leg marwa chiga nyogore visa shugore tene number na la chugore ta chazan je na America leg rwa tina singe da sem jwa yong bor shola de de na yong mar de na ta te te ba sam ba kum ba chazan je ba na de da de chugore la pe re
So for example, if I were to make the aspiration, oh, I want to go to America, may I go to America, I would need to actually buy a plane ticket, get a visa, and get on the airplane. It's like that. So similarly, if we want to change our minds in that way, we need to actually engage in hearing, contemplating, and meditating. So it's like making this prayer to go to America and then doing it.
Okay. Oh, now baby has a question. He needs food.
Thank you, Rinpoche. You talked a lot about pride initially, and I was wondering if you could spend some time clarifying the difference between pride and self-confidence, and also the difference of taking the low seat versus feeling inferior.
The difference between
taking the low
seat and feeling inferior. Feeling inferior. Nga mine vi dukchak res sampa
de kyapadi karire na na sacha mapo la dena digires dan o nga mindutares nga yinji minji a sacha
tacha dan gi da na poba sentan nga jese gindi poba sende rang la yunden yuna kanya tugre sambate la poba re poba na la yunden yuna ta mi kawa densha a garjina tugre sambate la poba dan nibachila kugore nga jese gindi rang la meshin du yodo doje de la kugore.
In terms of the difference between pride and confidence, confidence is the knowledge of qualities that you actually do have and the ability to do what you actually can do, or the confidence that you can do what you can do. Pride is the belief that you have qualities that you actually don't have. Nga sacha dangpo, nga sacha mabo la degiens, nyamchungi, nyamchung dang, o nga...
Chamba.
It's a little difficult in Tibetan.
Inferior.
Yeah, inferior.
Not good enough.
Nga... Nga mi apu mindu. Yeah, there's no such word. Nga mi apu mindu. Nga mi apu mindu. Nga yunte me. Nga...
Ta di yang de susulo tongchung dang sha ba?
Re. Susulo tongchung. Yeah, so.
Tene tong... Di yunten she ni nyamchung che go re. Sla yo re.
Yunten che ni.
Ta nga chenpo yin, nga zikpo yin samna. Tene te chenpo che go do, yangje chenpo che go do samna. Ta di tene...
The experience of feeling inferior would be when you actually it's kind of similar to the other pair. Feeling inferior would be actually not having any qualities.
Ta poba shumdu gala nga diya tugi me ta ya thombola shana ko she tugi mare che tugi mare ta maburan thena yagir samgiruwa.
So if you feel that you have no qualities, then of course, you know, yes, I need to take the lowest seat.
Ta chik di yundin yuena yang ngarje gi nyambola nyamchung jeburuwa.
And example of humility is even having qualities and knowing that you do, you would take the lower seat as an antidote to pride.
Is feeling inferior like having aggression toward oneself?
Popa shumpa la soso rang la
ta popa jigur yang.
Yeah, kongi tiwa dire. Pompa shompa la soso rang la shedang kyepa nangshin rebe.
Ta shedang kyepa nangshin mare da chungi mindu samne nyeba meba dhaba sechar soso la.
No, it's really more like feeling powerless.
Ta dilla da pompa che war ta miki tukki duk ngarang ke che gu re.
So confidence is more like the belief that you can and you have the ability. This is like the type of laziness that is explained as the laziness of self-denigration.
My experience is that I can work with the kleshas when they arise. At least with anger, it usually arises as irritation,
And then there's like a period where I can work with it, but I'm not always that skillful, and I wanted to ask you if you have any advice. Like, you know, let's say I want to go to sleep, and there are kids making a lot of noise outside my window. So I'm not angry at them, they're just kids, but I'm irritated a little bit. So I'm trying to work with my mind, like, can you give me some suggestions? Like, what might you do in that situation, or what can I do in that situation so it doesn't blow into anger?
Close the window.
So when you get irritated in a situation like that, generate compassion for the kids. Think, they can't sleep, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they miss their parents, whatever. I'm really just the same as that.
Close your eyes, ear. Plug your ear.
If there are no more questions, we can dedicate the merit. If there are questions, we can ask. So we can dedicate the merit. Sonam di tangje zekwa ni tomne nye pe danam bamje ne jega na che pala chuva ye sebe tole towa tolo varay shoo.